honor to a speech by Maulana Sayyid Ali Zaidi from the Hawza in Qom. Sayyid Ali Zaidi completed his studies in engineering and briefly worked in the industry before deciding to pursue Hawza studies, and has since completed his introductory studies. Sayyid Zaidi continues his studies in the holy city of Qom. Thank you, and please welcome Sayyid with the salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. If we can just have everybody please try to move as close as possible. We don't want anybody in the street. Thank you all for coming. We'd like everybody to stay safe, inshallah. Thank you. And please keep the podium open.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. I seek refuge with Allah, with God, from the cursed Satan. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I begin in the name of God, Almighty, the Merciful. وصلى الله على محمد وآله وصحبه. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I ask Allah to shower His blessings upon the Holy Prophet Muhammad, His holy progeny, and His righteous companions. First of all, before I begin, I would like to congratulate every single one of you on this personal moral victory that you have achieved, for realizing the importance of being out here today, commemorating the International Day of Quds. I would like to thank the esteemed speakers, Imam Mardini, Professor, and Brother Dawood Waleed for their very informational and inspirational words. Speaking up against religion, brothers and sisters, is not specific to any religion or any sect. It's a part of natural human values. We have Christians, Jews, Muslims speaking of it against this most blatant case of oppression by the Zionist regime of the Palestinian people. It's not a matter of one being a Christian or a Jew or a Muslim. It's a matter of if one's conscience is awake or if it's deep asleep. A person of conscience is able to see right from wrong. A person of conscience is able to see that killing civilians is unacceptable. A person of conscience is able to see that killing women is unacceptable. A person of conscience is able to see that killing children and infants is absolutely unacceptable. On the other hand, a person without a conscience makes the same unfounded, pathetic excuses for the past 60 years about how these children and women and civilians are being used as shields. A person without a conscience not only speaks against this brutality, but creates a show out of it, taking their couches and their chairs up to the top of the mountains as they see the fireworks across the border. This is a regime, brothers and sisters, that is based on oppression. And their only policy is brutal force. It's not a group of people that we can sit down and talk to. It's not a group of people that we can sit down and negotiate with. And if they're listening, then this is our demand. Let's bring back the original inhabitants of this holy land and ask them what they want. Let's let them choose their own future, not the usurpers who currently inhabit those lands. So this is our demand. And don't you dare compare us to those coward, takfiri, terrorist groups that you've created and you support. Yes, we are ready to give our lives. But we are here standing for our rights. We are here standing for our rights. Don't ever compare us to those terrorists. And don't ever dare scare me or anyone over here about how, if we stand up for your rights, you're gonna take my job away. You're gonna take my parents away. You're gonna take my American dream away. Look at the history. Read the history. We are followers of the leaders of the people who said, Hayhat minna dhilla. Hayhat minna dhilla. You can take our lives, but we shall not be disgraced. We shall not be disgraced. Brothers and sisters, the purpose of us coming out today is to spread awareness. The cause, dear brothers and sisters, will go on. These difficulties are not a surprise. Oppressors have always existed. Oppression has always existed. Oppressors will always exist and continue to exist. However, what we promise these oppressors is that this resistance against the oppression shall continue. This resistance shall overcome oppression, and this resistance shall be victorious. There is no doubt about it. The oppressors have never won, and they will not win this time either. It's a matter of what side you pick. And I talked to all the bystanders. I talked to people who merely came here to cover it as a photographer, as a driver, whatever it might be, and did not come here for the cause. There's a deeper purpose for this cause. There's a deeper purpose for this cause. It's a matter of what side you choose to be on. The cause will continue. The cause will continue. Are you going to realize after our victory, or are you going to be part of our victory? I would like to conclude with a story from the Holy Quran. A couple of verses from chapter 28, Al-Qisas, the stories. Verse number 7 of this holy chapter of the holy book is talking about how the mother of Moses was worried, was stressed out when she was told to let Moses go. And it says, وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكَ. Don't worry, don't worry. We shall return him to you. We shall return him to you. A couple verses later, verse number 13, the verse says, فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا وَلَا تَحْزَنَا لِتَعْلَمَ أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And we did return him to her. We did return him to her and told her not to worry, not to worry. And for her to know that the promise of God is the truth. It is haq. But أكثرهم لا يعلمون. But most of them do not know. So if we, as the ummah, consider ourselves as the mother and consider that holy land as our Moses, the promise of God is that it shall be returned to us. It shall be returned to us. Our duty is not to worry and to stay steadfast for the purpose.
for the cause. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.